Welcome back here with the news at 1. People aged 38 can register for a COVID-19 vaccine today. Around 3.5 million vaccines have been administered so far, and the number of people testing positive for the virus and needing hospital treatment as a result is falling. Damien McCallion is the HSE's national lead on the vaccine programme. He's with us now. Damien McCallion, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
People in their 30s, when will they start to be vaccinated?
So we opened up the registration with the 39-year-olds on Sunday, and as you said, it's 38 today and moves through the ages over the coming days. Appointments then will start to issue from the middle of the week, and those appointments will then run over the next 3 weeks approximately. It may stray slightly into the fourth week, but basically over the next 3 weeks, those people will start to get appointments. This week, in parallel, we're still finishing out people who would have initially registered in the 40s, but it's also important to point out that at any time, people of any age from the older ages can still register. So people perhaps who may not have chosen to be vaccinated in their 50s, 40s, 60s and so on can still continue to register. And in those, indeed, those people over 50 now can avail of a vaccine from their local pharmacies. And the list of pharmacies who are participating in that scheme is available on hse.ie.
And when do you expect people in their 30s to be fully vaccinated?
So the way which we would work at Gavin on the first dose, so partially vaccinated, we'd see that running through June and into July for the 30-year-olds, and their second dose then July into August. So that's where they would start to see themselves fully vaccinated. The 20s then we would hope to do during the month of August for their first dose, partially vaccinated, and moving into their second dose then in full vaccination in September.
See, you expect people in their 20s to be fully vaccinated by the end of September, would that be fair?
That's still based on supply, Gavin. That holds up, and obviously we've had a lot of speed bumps along the road with the vaccination program in terms of supply, but we are seeing more stability. I mean, we're in a very particularly busy period just these few weeks. So last week we had our biggest week ever in terms of vaccinations with over 340,000. We expect to be over 300,000 again this week, next week, and the following week, hopefully again, supply permitting. We've two of the biggest deliveries coming into the country in the next 2 weeks from Pfizer, over 318,000 in around that for those deliveries, and they'll certainly give us a boost in terms of completing people who've been previously vaccinated and working through those people who are still getting their first doses.
And based on those supplies, that people in their 20s will be fully vaccinated by the end of September, yes?
So that's our aim at the moment, Gavin. Yeah, as I say, it's all based on supply, but basically if the supply holds up and there's no fluctuations in that, then that's when we would hope to be able to get those people all fully vaccinated. The programme has been moving, as you know, at pace. And it's not just the vaccine centres. The GPs have been actively involved. Pharmacies are now involved. Our National Ambulance Service go to the housebound people. Our hospital vaccination teams also work with people, healthcare workers who require vaccinations, and so on. So it's been a very exhaustive programme, but a lot of input from a whole range of people right throughout the country that have helped to make it work so far.
What proportion of the adult population will be fully vaccinated when indoor hospitality starts again this day fortnight?
Well, at the moment, Gavin, I can give you the figures for where we're at the moment. So ballpark, now we have had some issues from our cyber attack with our GP data, and that's just activated last week, and we hope to be in a position by the end of this week to have the full data again. But just in broad terms, Gavin, we're close to that sort of 66% partially vaccinated, that's two-thirds, and 35% fully vaccinated at the moment. So the mix over the next week, then we'll see how that goes in relation to, as I say, we're aiming to do over 300,000. So we'll grow up a number of percentage points from there over the next week as well.
I know people are probably bombarded with figures, and you are depending on supplies, naturally. These numbers are a little bit short of what original targets were, 80% of people having had their first dose by the end of June and 70% having been fully vaccinated by July. But you don't think that half the population will be fully vaccinated when pubs and restaurants open their doors by the 5th of July. Would that be fair?
Well, what I would say in the numbers, Gavin, as you say, this is, you can be bombarded with numbers. I mean, we've two main objectives for the programme. The first is to vaccinate fully those that are most at risk, those living in nursing homes, those over 70, healthcare workers. And that was based on what happened, you know, through the virus, through the pandemic. We've seen huge impact on those people in terms of cases, hospitalisation, and unfortunately deaths. So, you know, we have achieved that. We still have more to do in terms of finishing out the second doses for some of those people, but we've seen huge benefit in terms of the impact on those people. The second, which you're referring to there, then refers to getting as many people in the population vaccinated as quickly as possible. And I suppose our focus there is, rather than get too obsessed with the numbers, is essentially ensuring whatever vaccine we get in, we get it out and we get it into people's arms as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. And I suppose that's what we've been doing, and that's what we'll continue to do. We've three really busy weeks coming up, and then from then on we do see a lull in supply as the sort of, you know, the forecast for Pfizer and Moderna change. And one of the other big factors, of course, is the advice in relation to two of the vaccines that we've been using then changed. So essentially those vaccines will no longer be used from this period going forward.
Many of the people working in hospitality won't be vaccinated, not even with the first dose, but they'll be working indoors with people unmasked, drinking, and also unvaccinated by the time that July the 5th date comes. Isn't that right?
Well, if you look at it in terms of the numbers at the moment, Gavin, we have made good progress. Of course, there's going to be a significant percentage of the people who will still need vaccination. And that's true in terms of, you know, over the next couple of months during the summer, there will be people, as the program still continues to vaccinate people as quickly as possible. But yes, there will be people who will still be unvaccinated. But as I say, our aim from the program's perspective is whatever supply we get, to move that as quickly as possible to those people who are administering the vaccine in our vaccination centres, GPs, pharmacies and so on.
Will people who have already had COVID, will they need a second vaccine?
So that was one of the pieces of advice from NIAC. So what we're doing there is people have that option not to take that, and NIAC said if you've had COVID previously, that one shot would be sufficient. So that's an option for people to choose to decline that. We will offer that to people. And there's a range of complexities about, there's a very minimum sort of amount of information collected for people for the purpose of testing. It's very different to vaccination. So in simple terms, people can choose not to take their second vaccine if they so wish, but we'll give them that choice.
On a practical note, lots of people going on holidays or breaks, mostly in Ireland, registering for vaccines and afraid they're going to get called during their holidays. What happens if you say no to a slot?
So essentially, look, we recognise this is a difficult period for people in the summer, and as you say, people are looking for staycations and to try and get home breaks. What we would encourage people is to try and take their appointments when they get it. This is an unprecedented programme in scale, where we're operating, you know, we're going to have to vaccinate the entire population in a very short period with two doses of a vaccine. And if you choose, if you're not in a position to attend, you can, from your text, you can feed that back and you will be offered another appointment. But we would encourage people, if at all possible, because clearly the rate at which we vaccinate people will be dependent, Gavin, on high numbers of people turning up. And thankfully, in the main, that has happened. Of course, there will be reasons why people can't, for genuine reasons, make their appointments. And as I say, the system does allow for that. But we would encourage people to take up their appointments where they can, simply because it allows us to maintain the momentum and, I suppose, ultimately getting to a point where we get the majority of people vaccinated as quickly as possible.
Damien McCallion, the HSE's lead for the vaccine programme, thank you very much for speaking to us.